You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after Hurricane Milton tore through Florida, some residents are able to return home today, but they're facing massive cleanup. Elsewhere, water rescues are still underway. ABC's Jacqueline Lee has more.
A lot of communities here in this area did not expect to get the flooding that they did. So many decided not to evacuate because of where their home was located. And then, of course, with the way Milton made landfall, their homes got flooded out. So the sheriff gave me one example the other day. They rescued a man. He went to bed thinking everything would be okay. He woke up by the amount of water in his house. He sprinted onto his front porch. He flagged down deputies and was rescued.
President Biden travels to Florida tomorrow to survey the damage. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in North Carolina tomorrow. Today, Harris's doctor released details of her medical exam in April, saying Harris is in excellent health. Former President Trump campaigning in Nevada. This is ABC News. Media organizations are continuing a push to have more information about a plea agreement that could have spared the suspected 9/11 mastermind the death penalty. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
Organizations called on a judge to unseal the plea deal the government offered, then rescinded for suspected 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others. In August, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he personally revoked the deal, in part because victims' families, service members, and the public
deserve the opportunity to see military commission trials.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers say it should not be unsealed now. A decision could come next month. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Authorities in Colorado say this week's gold mine incident killed an employee and tour guide. Investigators are focusing on a mechanical malfunction of the elevator that descends 1,000 feet. Nearly a dozen tourists were trapped for hours before they were rescued. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. For tonight, look for partly cloudy conditions with cooler temperatures. Some patchy fog is possible with a low of 41. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow throughout the day. Some afternoon spotty showers are possible with a high of 58. Winds will be northwest 15 to 25 with gusts up to 35. And then decreasing clouds tomorrow night with some spotty areas of fog and possible frost. Winds expected to calm down a bit through the overnight hours and a low of 37. Currently in Richland Center, after receiving thunder and lightning and rain, believe it or not, in October, we have cloudy conditions right now, and the winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 53 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Saturday, October 12th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. A Wisconsin woman accused of stabbing her classmate in 2014 to please horror character Slender Man is asking a judge again to release her from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser filed a petition Friday seeking her release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser and Anissa Ware were 12 when they lured classmate Peyton Lutner to a park. There, Geiser stabbed Lutner repeatedly while Ware urged her on. They told investigators they attacked Lutner to become Slender Man's servants. Geiser pleaded guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide and was sent to the psychiatric hospital. Weir pleaded guilty to attempted second-degree intentional homicide and was released from the facility in 2021. Wisconsin judicial regulators have filed a misconduct complaint against a Dane County judge who allegedly left court to try to arrest a hospitalized defendant and got into an argument with another defendant. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the State Judicial Commission filed the complaint against Ellen Burrs on Thursday. According to the complaint, Burrs left court in December 2021 to arrest a defendant who didn't show up for trial that day because he was in the hospital. The complaint also alleges that Burrs warned a defendant in a child sexual assault case in 2019 that she would remember his attempts to delay his trial if he was found guilty. The complaint accuses Burrs of violating rules requiring judges to be unbiased and treat people with dignity. A Fitchburg man convicted of a fatal shooting outside a Madison bar is going to prison. 25-year-old Caleb DiMaggio pleaded guilty to second-degree intentional homicide in the death of 44-year-old Jason Pritchard outside the Badger Tavern in May of 2023. Preliminary breath tests show after the shooting that DiMaggio's blood alcohol concentration was nearly three times the legal limit for driving. DiMaggio was sentenced to 18 years in prison, followed by 15 years on extended supervision. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrated the start of the 2024 elk hunting season today. This is Wisconsin's seventh elk hunting season since the reintroduction of elk, but it also represents a milestone with the first season hunters having the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The DNR approved an 8-bull harvest quota for the Northern Elk Zone and a 4-bull quota for the inaugural season in the Central Elk Zone. Per treaty rights, the Ojibwe tribes have declared 4 bulls of the 8-bull harvest quota for the Northern Elk Zone. The 8 hunters participating in the state-administrated hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. The DNR received 17,761 applications to hunt in the Northern Elk Zone and 7,750 applications for the Central Elk Zone. The random drawing ensures that each applicant has an equal chance of selection within the respective management zones. Applicants were required to identify their management zone of choice during the elk hunting application process. Hunters can apply for the 2025 elk hunting season starting in March. The DNR elk management is driven by the revenue received as a result of hunter application fees, which contributes directly to the future of the state elk population. For each $10 application fee, $7 goes directly towards elk management, habitat restoration, and research. The 2025 elk hunt application period for Wisconsin residents is expected to open with new licenses here on March 1st and run through May 31st. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on Saturday, October 18th, and hunters must select which unit they would like to hunt during the application process. For more information on the elk, Wisconsin, visit the DNR's elk webpage. The American Red Cross continues to work to restock critically needed blood products uncollected due to the ongoing impact of Hurricanes Helene and Milton in the southeast. Donors outside of affected areas are encouraged to make an appointment to give now and help keep the blood supplies stable in the weeks to come. Blood drives will be held locally this week. Two will be held on Monday, one from 10:30 to 4 at the Reedsburg campus and the second from 1 to 6 at the Lavelle Fire Department. Two blood drives will be held on Tuesday. The first will be held from 9 to 2 at the Baraboo High School. The second will be held from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Station. Blood drives will continue throughout the week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Thursday, a blood drive will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwak, and a blood drive will be held from 11 to 5 on Friday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. The 4-H medallion has been found. Ethan Brown discovered the medallion today, and it was discovered at the Gotham boat landing. The Boscobel Mobile Pack home team is Harvest Dinner and Auction is underway at the Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet. During tonight's event, there will be a raffle, a silent auction, and a live auction. There will also be a meal served featuring smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, baked beans, and dessert. A $10 donation for the meal will be taken at the door. A wide variety of items donated for the live auction is currently on display. The meal will be served at 6, and the live auction will get underway at 7, with the silent auction ending shortly before the live auction. All money raised from the event will help Bosco Bell Mobile Pack provide meals for Feed My Starving Children. All are welcome to attend. The Bosco Bell Mobile Pack home team Harvest Dinner and Auction for Feed My Starving Children currently underway at the Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet. Several streets in Richland Center will be receiving blacktop overlays this coming week. Monday through Friday, the streets to be worked on are Hillside Drive from North Fern to the end of the street, North Fern Street from Hillside Drive to the east side of Hardy Drive, South Park Street from TKS to East Kinder Street, East Gage Street from Sextonville Road to South Sheldon, Leona Avenue from West Hazeltine Street to 700 Driveway, and West Kinder Street from Leona Avenue to the end of the street. No parking signs have been posted. And the Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue invites faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin to apply for grants that enhance democracy through civil dialogue in a robust marketplace of ideas. Applications are now being accepted. The Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue offers grants each fall and spring in the four areas: research, events and related activities, assessment and curriculum, and professional development. A total of $90,000 is budgeted for the fall grant cycle. Fall semester applications are due October 15th, while spring semester applications will be due March 15th. For information and a grant program application process, criteria selection process, and use of funds, they can be found at wisconsin.edu/WICCD/WICCD-grant-program. Successful recipients must submit a report to the Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue on the project's outcome. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Today is Saturday, October 12th. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Bosco Bell, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 3 at the Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet in Bosco Bell. A private family burial will be in the Bosco Bell Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosco Bell is assisting the family. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Bosco Bell. James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center and Cuba City, died Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Huberson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomanie are assisting the family. James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center and Cuba City. Jacqueline and Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th, at noon, at the Mount Zion Pub, Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Boscobel Rescue Squad in her honor. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center, died Sunday. In lieu of a service at this time, the family invites you to honor Dave by making a donation to Grace. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, this is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We've had plenty of warmer days from the past several days, and this cold front's been pushing through the state. It's going to give us cooler temperatures, especially during the day. We're going to be feeling it with stronger winds coming in from the northwest. As we head into our overnight hours, we are looking at partly cloudy skies with cooler temperatures. Some patchy fog is possible, lows dropping into the upper 30s to low 40s. Heading into our Sunday, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds. A few spotty afternoon showers are possible, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Winds will be gusting up to 35 miles per hour from the northwest throughout the day. Heading into our Sunday night, we're looking at a decrease in clouds with some areas of fog and possible frost. Winds are expected to calm down a bit through the overnight hours, lows dropping into the mid to upper 30s. For our Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with calmer winds. It's going to be feeling a bit on the brisk side. We're looking at some light sprinkles in the afternoon as well, highs in the low to mid 50s. For our Tuesday, we're looking at morning frost with mostly sunny skies throughout the rest of the day. We're going to have those overnight lows dropping into the upper 20s to low 30s, highs in the mid 50s. Wednesday, we're looking to start off the morning with hard frost. Otherwise, we're going to have mostly sunny skies and pleasant conditions throughout Wednesday. We're looking at overnight lows hitting the 20s and highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Thursday, we are going to have, once again, another morning to start off with patchy frost and then sunny skies throughout the day, highs hitting the mid to upper 60s, and then overnight lows, or early morning lows for Thursday are actually going to be hitting the low to mid 30s. Friday, we are going to have a warming trend with those temperatures hitting back in the low to mid 70s for highs. Few clouds and stronger southern winds are expected. Overnight lows for Fridays are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, after receiving thunder and lightning in October, believe it or not, and some rain, it is currently cloudy and 53 degrees after a daytime high of 65 and a morning low of 48. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1928 is 84 degrees, with a record low of 17 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 53 with a low of 47. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:24 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:13. Winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.89 and we have received 2/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sounds like you heard about our Mobil 1 giveaway. Right now, you can get a free Red Bull racing sign when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 motor oil. And you can enter to win a signed undershirt from F1 champion Max Verstappen. Find Mobil 1 at any one of our 6,300 stores or on AutoZone.com. Ends November 18th. No purchase necessary for giveaway.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See AutoZone.com for details.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
And there was high school football today, homecoming action played in Ithaca, and what a crazy game it was, with the especially weather-wise. Ithaca took a commanding 34-0 lead at the half, and then before you know it, we received some thunder and lightning, so they were under two different lightning delays, and each delay usually lasts about 30 minutes each. So then after the second delay, they decided to call the game, so Ithaca came out on top in that matchup, 34-0 over Brookwood. Another game that was played today from the area, we don't have a final score on. That's Pecatarnica, Argyle, and Potosi, Cassville. Last night in football, 8-player football, we had a late score to report that we couldn't report. So the score came through today, and Wisconsin Heights beat Waniwak Weston by a score of 69-0 last night. Other local teams that played last night include Richland Center defeating Dodgeville 50-21. Platteville beat River Valley 35-14. It was Riverdale losing to Blackhawk Warren by a score of 70-6. And Viroqua beat Black River Falls 27-0. There was cross-country action going on today. There was a Riverdale Invitational that was held. And as far as team scores goes, in the top five in the girls' cross-country competition, Lancaster took first, Westby second, Viroqua took third, and Boscobel came in fourth, and Richland Center Ithaca placed fifth. Other local teams that placed was Kickapoo Lafarge at seventh, Riverdale at 13th, and 14th place for River Valley. In boys competition, the top five included Boscobel at number one, Richland Center, Ithaca at number two, Reedsburg three, Kickapoo Lafarge four, and Brookwood five. Other local teams that placed included host Riverdale at six, River Valley at 14th, and Seneca placed 17th. Also, there was girls volleyball action going on today. In the lacrosse Logan Invite, Prairie du Chien beat Bangor 2-1. It was Westby over Independence Gilmanton 2-0. And La Crescent Hoka beat Prairie du Chien 2-0. Tubby Walker ran for a career-best 198 yards and scored 3 touchdowns, and Wisconsin dominated on both sides of the ball for the second straight week in posting a 42-7 victory over Rutgers today. Braden Locke threw for 240 yards and a touchdown and ran for another as the Badgers remained unbeaten against Rutgers in 6 meetings and handed the Scarlet Knights their second straight loss. Walker and previous career high Walker, whose previous career high was 146 against Kansas last season, scored on runs of 2, 9, and 55 yards. Alabama was able to hold off South Carolina 27-25 with an interception after allowing the Gamecocks a chance at handling the Tide its second straight SEC loss by botching an onside kick recovery before the game's final drive. Lenora Sellers hit Nick Harbor for a 31-yard touchdown with 43 seconds left, but the Gamecocks failed to convert on their two-point attempt. Elsewhere in college football in the Big Ten, there was one file to pass along, and that's Iowa defeated Washington by a score of 40-16. Also in the WEAC, we have for finals, the UW-Eau Claire beat Stevens Point by a score of 41-0. It was Wisconsin-Eau Claire over Stevens Point, 41-0. Wisconsin-Oshkosh defeated La Crosse, 34-3, and it was Platteville over River Falls, 28-7. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs acknowledged he needed to communicate better, but otherwise didn't go into the specifics regarding his absence from 2 practices last week that led to his 1-game suspension. Doubs said yesterday that he absolutely wishes he would have handled things differently. Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur and Doubs is expected to play today when the Badgers host Or not the Badgers, but the Packers. Got the Badgers on my mind. When the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals. Doubs expressed gratitude after being back, and he said he addressed the team after returning to practice this week. And you can catch the Green Bay Packer action, listen to the broadcast, right here on WRCO 100.9 tomorrow. Kickoff from Lambeau Field against the Cardinals will be at noon, and the pregame of the broadcast will start at 10. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. I'm your host, Phil Nee. We'll be taking you back to some 70s and 80s chart toppers and newsmakers as well. We begin on this day in 2016 when Rod Stewart officially became Sir Roderick David Stewart when he received knighthood from Prince William at Buckingham Palace in England. The 71-year-old singer was honored for his services to the music industry and for his many years of charity work as well. Backtracking on WRCO with Rod Stewart. This is Baby Jane.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart on the Backtrackin' Show and Baby Jane. This day in 1975, the number one album and the number one song belonged to a guy who had been around since the 50s having hits. It really completed his comeback year in 1975. I had the chance to chat with Neil Sedaka about one of my favorite albums of all time called Sedaka's Back.
There were several hits on the Sedaka's Back, yeah. That was originally on Elton John's Rocket label. We had That's When the Music Takes Me and The Immigrant, Laughter in the Rain, Love Will Keep Us Together, which was a hit for the Captain and Tennille as well.
In those mid-70s days, as you look back on that, was it as exciting as it was in the beginning?
Well, it was more exciting because I was not only a voice on the radio, but I appeared on television regularly, so people put a face to the voice, and I was able to perform much more than I did in the 50s. You know, at the beginning, rock and roll was not considered an art form. It was like a taboo. And I was very fortunate. Between 1958 and 62, I sold about 35 million records around the world.
That's uncanny, isn't it?
It certainly is. Being a concert pianist, my whole family was shocked. I never sang until I was 18 or so. I was studying at the Juilliard School to be a concert pianist, and I won several piano competitions and had every intention of being a pianist. Then I discovered that I could write songs when I was 13, and I would make these little demo records and sell them to various singers, Laverne Baker, Dinah Washington, Clyde McFatter, a lot of the black artists on Atlantic Records.
Neil Sedaka, who had the number one record this weekend in 1975, with some help from friend Elton John, here is Bad Blood.
And maybe the blood.
number one hit single in America this weekend in 1975. It would stay there for a total of 3 weeks. A song that was written by Neil Sedaka and Phil Cody and Elton John on the backup vocals, as we'd mentioned, and David Foster on the keyboards. We're backtracking today on WRCO Radio, and we have some great stuff coming your way. We go back in time to this weekend in 1979. This was the number one song. It belonged to, you know, Michael Jackson.
I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
backtracking on WRCO FM 100.9. Michael Jackson, number one this weekend in 1979.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything he's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
Backtracking is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. We have some great music to share with you all the way till the midnight hour. And our update from the Backtracking show continues. Tonight's Those Were the Days year will be 1984. Thanks for joining us for the Backtracking show. We'll have more in a moment.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Backtracking from this weekend in the 70s and 80s, let's go back to 1979 and feature a song that was from one of the top movies that debuted that weekend. And it was a movie that featured Bette Midler appearing as a star that was struggling with addictions, loosely based on the life and times of Janis Joplin. Here's a song called The Rose.
Some say love, it is. Drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a flower
Movie music from this weekend in 1979 from Bette Midler. Also making news in 79 at a Madison Square Garden concert this weekend, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull suffered a minor injury when a rose was thrown at him by a fan and one of the thorns pierced his eye. Two shows had to be canceled before Jethro Tull remained on tour. We remember that great band with this song called Living in the Past, something we're guilty of on Saturdays. Have some fun going back in time with some of the songs that we don't always get a chance to play and some music headlines on the Backtrackin' Show. We talked about Neil Sedaka having a big comeback year in the year of 1975, and this guy did as well. Frankie Valli had a song that was up and coming this weekend. It was called Swearin' to God.